All right. Hello, internet.
Yes, we are sans Jay at the moment.
Because colored people time, am I right?
Yeah. Unreliable.
I thought it was Irish time.
Do they have is there an Irish time as well?
Oh yeah, big time. It's yeah. Everything, if you ever go to Ireland, the first thing you'll notice is like everything has its own pace. Nobody's in a rush. Everybody kind of does their own, you know, they have their own schedule.
Interesting.
Yep. Hmm.
There is no main variation of this.
No, there wouldn't be.
Because it's too cold?
No, because the people that settled Maine were a bunch of tight-ass clock watchers.
It's true. Who like to argue.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
It is, well, I guess let's start off with the Hillary Death Watch.
Oh, yes, yes. let's see. It is, we started a little late, so it is 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on September 22nd, and I've been reading bedtime stories, so
we,
I was late, too.
We don't actually know if she's alive right now.
We do not know. I'm pretty sure, let's see, so there is, all right, yeah, there's nothing on the news wires that says that she is dead, but I'm pretty sure it's been 48 hours since she's made a public appearance, because evidently she's trying to get her head in order for the debate. Yeah, I'm buying it. You're buying it too.
I don't know. Did you see the video of her wonky eye?
I did not see the wonky eye video, but I have been doing some. I've been doing some reading on Parkinson's disease, and I watched the video of that doctor. Going through on the Parkinson's symptoms and cross referenced it to several Parkinson's websites, including Michael J. Fox's. Which I gotta say, if it's written in Michael J. Fox's website, I'm gonna take it because that dude does not really have a bone to pick. Oh, there's Jay. Right. Good. We don't have to wait too much longer.
Yay, Jay! He made it.
But all lines up, Brita. Like, it all lines up amazingly well.
Well, there's a new video that came out this week, and she was giving a speech somewhere. It doesn't matter anymore, but she was giving a speech, and apparently her eyes were not tracking together.
Ooh.
So, like, one eye was slower than the other.
The eyes tracking at different rates, it shouldn't be at the end of the concussion unless she still has a hematoma or a tumor or something pushing against her optic nerve. But that is why you'd need the goofy prism lens glasses, is because, yeah, like when my after my wife's surgery and she had double vision, I actually was like, here, watch my finger, and was moving my finger around. And one eye was tracking beautifully, and the other one looked like it was like rusty. It was kind of going clunk, 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 clunk. It was really weird.
Hmm.
So like it was like you get a rusty wheel where it's gonna roll, and then it's gonna bind up, and then it's gonna pop, and it's gonna go fast, and then roll, and then bind up. That's how the eye was moving.
Hmm.
But I
watched the video and I was kind of like, well, I didn't think it was like that crazy looking. But, you know, I'm not an eye expert, obviously. But, you know, people were like saying, oh my God, look at her eyes, or like pointed in different directions. And I didn't think it was that extreme.
Did you listen to what she was saying?
I did not. I try not to.
Well, you
have the sound on.
Yeah, her. She's moving. She's moving like a puppet.
Well, George Soros and all.
Yeah. And her voice, it's like she's having trouble reading the teleprompter. Her pacing is all off.
Well, they do say that she may have like a thing in her ear. Well, people are giving her prompts in her ear.
Well, that would explain it if she's having to listen and talk at the same time you know, listening to what somebody says and then repeat it, that would certainly explain it, because
Is this a capture from that video you were telling me about?
Yes, that's the video.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's definitely wonky, and that's definitely the eye is fixed in one place. So that's almost, it's not pointed in the right direction, so it's not indicative. A glass eye will look forward all the time.
Right.
But this one's like, yeah, going in and getting locked. So yeah, that could just be some sort of neurological
impairment. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. Something obviously is going on with her.
All I know is this is actually a debate I want to watch.
Well, oh yeah.
Oh my God. Me yes. too.
For once.
Definitely. they did a, you know, remember when she was running against Barack Obama and yes. her
when she first brought up the birther, you mean
her campaign, not the birther thing, but her campaign video, you know, her, the thing, the commercial was, you know, at 3 a.m. you get the call, the emergency call, who are you going to trust to answer the phone, blah, blah, blah.
Oh man.
Well, they did a video recently. They did kind of an interview after this bombing in New York that happened, which has been kind of swept under the rug.
Totally swept under the rug.
By the way, I mean, it showed up like as a blip in the news, and now we're back to the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I went the it was the, I guess I was kind of out of the news for like all this weekend. This happened on Saturday, right? Saturday mm-hmm. into Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really start listening to the news until Monday morning.
Right.
And they were just talking about like, oh yeah, the bomb squad exploded one of the devices exploded early while the robot was defusing it.
Right.
And all that. And then, oh, but let's talk about, like, you know, this cute kid that's trending on Facebook. And I'm like,
right.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it really got swept under. There was an incident in New York and also in New Jersey. And then in Minnesota, a guy like stabbed 9 people or something.
Yep.
After saying like Allahu Akbar, of course.
Aloha, right? Snack bar, to be fair.
Aloha snack bar, yeah.
That's right. He was,
but,
he was, he
but
was,
the
he,
media.
He wanted to get some point.
Made a point to interview the you know, the candidates, and they interviewed Trump, and of course Trump was Trump, and he was like, you know, kind of off the cuff, kind of bombastic, you know how he is, right? But his message really wasn't that out of line with what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, it's a good reaction to when a bomb goes off in your major in a major city.
Well,
the big
thing everyone was crowing about was that like Trump was interviewed like immediately after it,
right.
And Trump said, "Well, it's obviously a bomb attack on New York, and we need to look in on this." And they're like, mm-hmm. "Oh my God, how dare he jump to the conclusion that it was a bomb?"
Right, but it was a bomb.
Yeah.
Well, Clinton was saying, you know, we're sad for all the victims of the bombing, and how dare Donald Trump call it a bombing?
Right. Yeah,
and by the way, we need to pass gun control.
In the video, I mean, just in this video of Hillary giving this statement on the bombing in New York, she looks like she's drugged.
Probably is.
She's super slow in her speech. She's not like really, she doesn't look like she's all there. Like maybe they just woke her up from like a sleeping pill or something. I don't know. Or maybe she was drunk. I don't know, but she didn't look like she was all there. And I'm thinking, if you're trying to look presidential, this is not doing it, honey.
No.
There was an allegation floated around like a while ago that she was an alcoholic, but
I gotta say,
if it was floated by on Joe Biden, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Anthony Weiner, more on that son of a bitch.
Hillary does not act like an alcoholic.
Well, first up, whenever she does, like, there was that whole thing in, like, I think that was when she was running against Obama, like, when she went into Pennsylvania, was doing Boilermakers with the coal miners. Do you remember that?
No, but okay.
Yeah, she was doing Boilermakers with some like coal miners in like Western Pennsylvania at some, you know, some shitty coal miner bar. And
yeah,
if she's an alcoholic, she's holding a Boilermaker like a loaded like a live snake. Like,
and she can't pour beer either.
Yeah. No. So, and I gotta say, look, okay, I get it. Like, I'm a cocktail drinker. Like, I, you know, you will most often find me drinking something that is pretty much straight booze, and that's how I roll. And you know what? You know, someone uncorks, you know, if there's someone says, oh, you know, would you like some wine versus not anything at all? I might elect to not drink any wine. But at the same time, yeah, no, I can drink a glass of wine if it's been a long ass day and I need a drink under my belt. I'll drink a glass of wine.
It's a choice between drinking wine or staying sober. We'll take the wine.
Exactly. And so the idea that she might be an alcoholic and be like adverse to drinking wine, or adverse to drinking Boilermakers with coal miners. No.
Yeah.
No. So I almost wonder now, again, everything becomes crystal clear under the Brita theory, is that I wonder if, like, she was already showing signs of the Parkinson's, and this was, like, floated by the campaign as just kind of a wag the dog, like, don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Maybe.
That, you know what, if they say she got a little bit of a drinking problem, A, it's not her fault, she has a disease.
Right.
And B, if she falls down, no, it's not because she's got some sort of debilitating, life-shortening condition. It's because, oh, she just needs some help.
Well, as of, it's now almost 7:30 Texas time, there is no proof at this moment that Hillary's still alive.
She's like Schrodinger's...
Candidate.
Yeah, Schrodinger's Clinton.
She may still be alive. We don't know. Maybe she's alive. Maybe she's
secure. You have to open the box.
There's a local talk show host that does a death pool, and a celebrity death pool. And this might have been like a year or so before. The movie star from Connecticut. What was it? Yeah, Katharine Hepburn. I always get Katharine Hepburn and Audrey Hepburn confused. But Katharine Hepburn, someone was saying, I picked Katharine Hepburn. And he points out the fact that, look, if she's dead, just no one's found her yet, you don't get the prize.
No.
Oop, oh. Cat's scolding. Drink!
Cat's scolding. What are they doing?
He's trying to jump up on the desk.
Oh, must be Ponzi.
Yes.
All right, Brita. Brita.
Yeah.
You need to tell us about your dinner.
Oh, my dinner for the past two nights, actually, because it was a lot of meat. I made a tongue.
A lot of meat.
A lot of tongue.
A lot of tongue. I like a lot of tongue.
Do you have hot?
Oh, almost there.
Do you have hot tongue inside you, Brita?
I do, actually. I
hope so.
Did you make your tongue into a sloppy taco?
It wasn't that sloppy.
Did you do it slowly or did you
stop it? Stop it. Well, first I did it slowly. And then I let it chill for a while. And then I cut it up into little pieces and browned it in the pan.
Okay, good night, guys.
No, I made a tongue over this past weekend. And actually, I just want to tell the story about my tongue. We have a farmer's market in Willoughby every Saturday. And there's a guy there, and he sells his beef. And this is like farm-raised, grass-fed. You know, they know the name of every cow kind of beef. And
whose tongue was it? Did you ask?
I didn't ask, but so we had this tongue, and I actually got it last year, and it has been in my freezer for a year. And I was kind of like, well,
do you have a freezer? Is that
no? It was just like in the freezer. Oh, okay. And I thought, well, I'm going to put it in the slow cooker anyway, so it'll be fine, right? Slow cook anything, it'll be fine.
By the way, my question was on the a freezer in a refrigerator setup that has a defrost cycle means that it does get close to thawing.
Yeah, I know.
Several times a month. So long term storage. Now a chest freezer. Oh God, I pulled stuff out of that chest freezer. That's actually I made beef stew this week that that beef had been in there for almost a year, and guess what? Nope, no difference.
It was fine. Yeah.
Could have frozen.
We're thinking about getting a chest freezer. We had a freezer in the basement, regular like stand up freezer, but it died spectacularly. And but so I had this tong, right? And it was about, you know, I had it maybe a year, and it was just in the freezer. And I thought, you know, I should probably make that.
Because how much does a beef tongue weigh? Like how much meat are we talking about here?
3 pounds.
Okay, like I've
you know, it's like
my butcher.
I would say about 3 pounds.
My butcher counter doesn't lay the tongues out, so I'm sure I could ask for one.
Yeah. But,
so it's not like I walk by a beef tongue. So like I've seen them on like sitcoms and stuff where they make tongue jokes.
Yeah.
And it looks gigantic, and it is.
Well, I guess maybe like it can depend on the cow. Like, I don't know, but this one was about, I don't know, it was about 3 pounds. I'm going to say about 3 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so I put it in the crock pot, and I put onions and bay leaves and peppercorns, and we're having a cat fight. Hang on 1 second. boys, please stop. They're like looking really innocent. What? We're not doing anything. Please stop. Okay.
Mom, rodent's smoking.
So I put in the crock pot with all the stuff, onions and garlic and peppercorns and bay leaves and stuff. And I covered it with water. And I put it on in the crock pot, and I put it on low for at least 8 hours, closer to 10 hours. And I took it out, and I thought, well, okay, I'll just take it out and let it cool for a little bit before I peel the taste buds off. But I took it out and I put it in a bowl, and the taste buds started just peeling right off. Mm-hmm. And
by the way, what are the consistency of the taste buds?
Okay, like, somebody was making a joke about,
like, are they super gross, or could you eat them?
No, you couldn't eat them. Okay. I described it to the person on Facebook, Tommy, hello, because he made a joke. If you taste the taste buds, are they tasting you back? And I said, you know, taste buds on a cow tongue are very similar in texture. Have you ever peeled a callus off your foot?
Sure have.
It feels like that.
All right.
It's like really hard skin with taste buds on the outside. It's like a callus times sandpaper. So callus, not really. So yeah. Mm-mm. So not really edible. But if you cook the tongue long enough, and it's like a nice tongue that you have, the taste buds just peel right off. And so I wrapped up the tongue in foil, and I put it in the refrigerator. And it lasts at least a week in the refrigerator, because the tongue is like really rich, a rich meat. Like, it's got lots of fat and lots of like, you know, cartilagey collagen type stuff in it. And I've learned this week that the last time I made tongue, I just sliced it and we warmed it up and ate it. And it was good. I mean, it was good and beefy and everything. But what you have to do is cut it up either like in slices or in chunks, mm-hmm. and then pan fry it after it's been in the crock pot and chilled and everything. Pan fry it like you would like Spam. Mm-hmm. Because it gets that crispy outside and like soft on the inside. And it tastes like the best pot roast you've ever had. So that was my meat adventure for the week.
Speaking of meat adventure, for those of you in the Score Report Facebook group, Chad posted a crock pot carnitas.
Yes.
And I'm Delish. Making that shit tomorrow.
It looks fantastic. I got
all the fixings at the grocery store today, and that is going down. That looks so good. Yeah, that's essentially put pork in the crock pot with a bunch of spices and
burn your house down.
Lime juice.
And burn the house down.
Yes, yeah. Burn your house down. Lime juice and orange juice, and then you let it go for 8 hours, and then you pull it out, bust it up, put a little bit of liquid on top of it, and then put it under
your house.
Yes, and put it under the broiler to brown it up a little bit. And that just sounds ridiculous, so that's happening.
You know, I want to say I'm really happy with how the Score Report page has taken off on Facebook. It's really cute. It's fun to interact with the people who listen to our show. Because it's like we all are in on an inside joke.
Yes.
You know, it's funny.
By the way, I'm on it right now, and I just scrolled past the Eric's statement about the iPhone concealable subwoofer.
Yeah.
Are you getting that, Alan?
No.
Alan got his new iPhone today, though.
I did.
Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Did it explode like the Samsung Note?
No, it did not.
So I saw one of the funniest things. You have the iPhone 7, which did away with the headphone jack, and the Samsung Note that randomly explodes. It's like a metaphor for this election.
It is.
Yeah. Choose one.
What's your choices?
Well, the iPhone 7 is not the first phone to get rid of the 1/8-inch stereo plug. So
you do have a plug option, it is though, don't a trend. You?
Yeah, there is. They have, well, first off, they give you a set of ear things with that plug into the Lightning connector. They also
that's a little piece nobody mentions. Yeah, it seems like it's just the Bluetooth, which right. Bluetooth sucks. No. It never works.
No. They give you your things.
Yeah.
They also give you a Lightning connector with an 1/8-inch stereo plug on it. So you're not, you know.
Right. You can use if you've got a favorite pair.
Right. The only problem is in certain situations that I run into sometimes where I want to charge my phone and use the stereo plug at the same time. Yeah. However, there are several companies that make connectors with like a double Lightning thing on it. So you can do both at the same time. So.
Oh, a double header.
Yeah. So, you know, it's at some point old technology has to die.
Yeah.
So
what's ringing?
Hang on. It's my,
I personally think Samsung missed a golden opportunity. They should have collected all the notes up and given them to the army. Cause you know, think about it.
And then they
for a phone that explodes randomly. I mean, they're gonna be able to weaponize that.
Well, I mean, that's so the scary thing is, I mean, people have been talking for years about the just wait until the terrorists figure out like that. Yeah, you can overcharge a laptop battery while in flight. And hey, guess what? You're going to be doing a lot of damage. Like, you don't need a high explosive. You just need to set the entire fucking inside of the plane on fire.
110-year-old woman credits long life to nightly whiskey.
Sounds like a plan.
Whiskey.
I'm down with that.
Is there anything it can't do?
Well, strip paint.
Nope.
No?
The negative Ghost Rider, it sure will.
Will it?
I don't know.
I bet it will.
My wife was yelling at me because I spilled some wild turkey on the table and neglected to clean it up. And she's like, oh, you ruined the finish. And yeah, no, just a wet paper towel cleaned it right off.
Well, it's wild turkey, too. That's mostly perfluoroethylene.
You're what is Alan doing? Jay. We've lost him.
He's talking on the phone.
Oh,
Alan's got more.
Well, it's nice to know that we're so important to him.
Hey, Jay.
Yes,
did you hear about that race riot in North Carolina?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And much like the race riot in Milwaukee, it's over a dude who pulled a gun on a cop.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And
what's interesting is, so, I mean, obviously we are, you know, we're not like, you know, we are not like crazy cop bootlickers.
Clearly not. Know,
and sniffer, I believe, is the preferred term.
Whatever you want to say, you know, we're not the fucking fat ass cop that's writing speeding tickets on the highway. You know, oh, he's a fucking hero. No, he's not. No, he's not. But again,
he's a revenuer.
Exactly. But, you know, this dude pulled a gun on the cops and got shot. And now Black Lives Matter, or maybe Black Lives Matter is going to claim it weren't them. But the, our looting and rioting and burning and horribleness. And oddly enough, they're only outright
white people and claiming for white devils to be killed.
Yes. And they're only, and oddly enough, they're only outraged at this killing after the sun goes down.
Yeah. and they choose to protest against the unfairness by looting Walmart.
Except for there have been, like, you know, ever since this start of this, like, all right, yeah, as soon as a black banger gets shot by cops, there's calls of racism. There have been, like, a couple of, like, I'm not going to say dirty, but I'll say questionable shootings, and yet no riots. Like, it almost seems that they only riot when it's a turd.
Yeah. Mm.
They only riot when it absolutely positively was someone looking to catch a bullet.
Yeah.
And by the way, can we please grow a fucking pair of testicles, and once all this shit blows over, can we charge this pig fucker's daughter with inciting a riot? Mm. Where, I mean, to quote the chief of police, we have recovered a gun from, like, she's saying he was just sitting there reading a book. They thought the book he was reading was a gun. Yeah.
And
the police chief said, I quote, "We have recovered a firearm from the scene. We have not recovered a book."
Let me tell you something about books.
they're not guns.
Breed of fallacies appeal to authority. I'm a librarian. Respect my authority.
People don't read books.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just going to say it out loud right now. As a general rule, people are not reading books. They're not. I mean, I know that there are people who do read books and they're bibliophiles and they love books and they read a lot. And yes, I know you exist, but you are the exception. Trust me, you are the exception.
There are people right now eating at Red Lobster, but
so I don't know what the story is with this guy. But he was not sitting there reading a book. He was not. I would never accept that as truth. Unless I saw it, like, with my own eyes for an extended period of time.
Or if he was
on his way to choir practice.
Right, exactly.
Or 3 a.m.
Or if you were itching to shiv a white dude and burn down a CVS and steal some OxyContins.
Right. Well, that would be handy too, yeah. But yeah, no, No. I mean, I routinely have people who are well out of high school come in and they want to sign up for the computer. And I say, okay, there's the clipboard, sign up for the computer, you know, use whichever one's available. You have to sign down your name and the time and the computer number. And I would say at least once every day, I have people, grown adults, who look up and they say, "What time is it?" I said, "There's the clock." And they're like, "Oh, I don't know how to read that."
Wow.
They don't know how to read the analog clocks. So people really, like, these are just people. It's not like I live in a really poor, depressed area. It's people are not reading. People are not doing analog skills anymore. They're not.
Man, that's bad. I mean, I'm definitely the king of the, I'm really not so hot at reading the analog clocks, but I can fight through it.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to tell time.
You're special, right?
I'm not good at, I can't just glance at an analog clock and know what time it is. I do have to do math, and there is, like, a one I have to carry.
I had somebody yesterday say to me, I'm still mulling it over because it was so unbelievable to me. It was a young man, maybe like in his early 20s. He was doing writing a college paper. That's why he was at the library and needed to type his paper. He goes to sign up for a computer. He goes, "Could you tell me what time it is?" I said, "There's a clock right on the wall in front of you." He says, "Oh, I can't read that."
What?
And I said, and that was my reaction. I just, like, looked at him like he was from outer space. I said, "How old are you?" I said, "There's the clock." And then he's like, "I can't read it." And I was like, "You can't or you won't?" He's like, "Well, I don't prefer to." What? Well, I don't prefer to to do it for you.
How does he tell time if he can't read a fucking clock?
Well, no, he just
looks at his cell phone or whatever.
So there's the big deal. That's the thing. Is like now we've got like in the world of the internet, like now ignorance is completely a choice.
Oh sure. And
all you have to do is sit around with people long enough to know that yes, they're ignorant of something, and they may figure out they're ignorant of something, and they know that all they have to do is reach into their pocket, pull out their phone, and bang out like their quick question into Google, and they will get probably the right answer because it's not like they're asking a complicated question. And they
right
don't.
And so I, you know, he was like, you know, give me this whole song and dance. And me personally, I try to deal with people as little as I need to. So I just want him to get away from my desk. So I look at the clock and I said, okay, it's 5 to 4. He goes, oh, 5 to 4. I was like, I looked at him like, you're kidding, right? He wrote down 5 to 4, 5:24.
It's 5:24.
He didn't understand the concept of 5 to 4.
Yeah.
Like, what are they teaching kids?
Well, that's definitely something that is like drying up on the.
You say that Chicago
crazy.
Is all the digital watches are getting people just to read off the literal time down to the minute.
5 to 4.
As opposed
five
to
4.
Quarter of, quarter past.
Oh, my God.
Quarter till.
Well, that would require them to understand fractions, which is impossible.
Well, no, it's very easy if you can read the face of a clock, which I can. I'm very slow at it, but I can do it.
Well, I got to say, there's no chance that this guy was reading a book.
Yeah,
that is a fair statement. I'm glad you said it. But yeah, yeah, it says, oh, he was reading a book and they saw his book and shot him. And again, the cops recovered a gun and the whole riot is about cops shooting unarmed black man who had a
gun. With a book.
They have a picture of his gun from the helicopter laying on the street.
Doesn't matter. It was a book.
And there's witnesses, not police officers, who said the song.
A book gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands up. Don't shoot. Right?
Yeah.
So now hands up, don't shoot is a truth now, right?
Yeah.
And what was the Trayvon Martin truth? Oh, he's just going to go get Skittles.
Just getting iced tea and Skittles.
Right. So that's the truth. So it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and again, the guy in Milwaukee, you know, posted pictures of himself on social media the day before pointing a gun at the camera. He's a felon. He's a prohibited person. He has no business touching a firearm. Next day, shot by cops, riots.
Ugh, I didn't know that.
I mean, it's absolutely cut and dry. This was not, they targeted him because he was black. They shot him because he pointed a gun at them. I do not understand how we can make this any clearer. If you point a gun at the cops, they are going to shoot you. This is not rocket science, people. This is fucking math. It's 1 + 1. You point a gun at the cop, 1, 2, the cop shoots your ass.
Well, see, that's racist, Jay. You can't expect them to do math.
Or you can go with the of the cringeworthy quotes. By the way, when talking about the bombing, the bombing in New York and New Jersey, I must chime in for Jay. Did you hear Gary Johnson's response?
Oh boy.
I'm almost afraid to ask. I did not hear Gary Johnson's response.
Gary Johnson's response was, "I'm glad nobody was hurt."
Oh.
Except for those 28 people.
Yeah, except for the 30-something people that went to the hospital. It was hunky dory. Wow, he really hits the crack pipe a little too hard, doesn't he?
Oh, man. I mean, it's just... I mean, what is the story? What is it? Is it the, oh, my God, Hillary Clinton is such an idiot, and Donald Trump, who, by the way, Donald Trump says the solution to it is stop and frisk, so...
Well, it worked in New York.
It's better than what Harry Reid said, which is the solution to bombings is gun control.
Yeah. I laughed when I read that. I was like, wow.
What?
They are actually that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
In response to bombing attacks in New York and New Jersey and a stabbing attack in was it Minnesota? Harry Reid said, this is why we need gun control.
Well, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. How do you
that? I mean, really? How do you onionize that?
I don't know.
You know, in fact, the stabbing in Minnesota was stopped by a person with a gun. Now, it was a cop because it was a gun-free zone. How'd that work out for the people that got stabbed?
Mm-hmm. And
we just happened to be lucky that
it wasn't the cop... a knife-free zone, damn it. They should have. See, that would have solved the problem.
Interestingly enough, the cop is like a rather high-ranked IDPA shooter. Bob Owens at Bearing Arms actually had a piece on that. You don't really hear it talked about much. So I guess that shit won't get you killed on the street.
Does that mean after he Mozambique'd the guy, he unloaded and showed clear?
He had to wait for the beep before he could shoot him.
Just so you know, Jay, that shit'll get you killed.
He was disqualified, though, for breaking the 180. More gun control to prevent stabbings.
Yeah, I can't believe we're fucking living in this world right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem to you it has come to, like, this kind of surreal Dadaist
political
thing?
So a lot of people always said, like, oh, my God, you know, Idiocracy is not a parody, it's a documentary. And I always joked on the fact that, like, if we got to that extreme sense that, like, I mean, nobody even knows how to, like, you know, operate their car, Idiocracy, some third world country that also doesn't have any technology, but they've got guns and boats, are going to just take us over, no problem. But if, in fact, you were going to twist Idiocracy around to make it a instead of a comedy, a stark real, you know, a stark sci-fi. Yeah, this is pretty much what it would look like.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the dystopian future that many sci-fi writers warned us about.
Yes.
this is where I come out with, you know, didn't get the flying car, didn't get to live on the moon.
Yeah.
You know.
No cities on the moon.
Didn't get, you know, didn't get robots, you know, cleaning my house. Well, except
or
for the
fucking
Roomba.
You.
But we got the shitty dystopian government. So.
Well, to be fair, was it Winston Smith? What's the character from 1984?
Yep, you're right.
Winston Smith.
Smith seemed too generic. I doubted myself. It's been a few years. Yeah,
he was the father of Agent Smith on The Matrix.
And Stop Mr. and Mrs. Smith from the movie.
But yeah, speaking of Jay, how you doing?
Speaking of what?
Now that Brangelina are breaking up, are you okay? are you doing all right, Jay? Do you need to talk to somebody?
It's very difficult. I thought they were going to last. I really did.
I know.
Just leave, please.
Like, I'll find myself on somebody's, like, Wikipedia page and realize they've been married for 15 years and they're a Hollywood star. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's like forever in Hollywood marriage years.
Exactly. It's one of those, like, oh my God, they've they only have had one spouse.
Yeah. Or the few that are, like, have been married to the same person all along forever. Since before they were a star and everything, you know, it's like, whoa.
It's like four of them.
Yeah. Well, Brad and Angelina were together for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And then they got married and it all fell apart.
When they finally stopped adopting children from, you know, every corner of the globe and realized they just didn't like each other very much.
You're hot and all, but I don't like you so much.
I just want to know if Billy Bob Thornton got a call for a booty call.
Oh, man, that guy.
That's pretty damn funny.
Text, what are you up to?
No, how are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Hey, do you still have my vial of blood?
I think it got broken, actually. I think, well, there was a, I think it was a big thing of, like, she slipped and fell or something like that and splattered Billy Bob Thornton's crazy blood all over the place.
And gave the rug AIDS.
Yep. Spectacular actor, but bug nuts crazy. Decent singer, too, actually. I was very surprised.
I like Bad Santa.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Bad Santa.
Oh, my great. God. You need They're to see it. They're making a sequel. You need to see Bad Santa.
I'll look into it.
It's no, don't look into it. You have to watch a movie.
You have to watch it. In fact, there's a particular scene with Lauren Graham that is just...
You just like Lauren Graham.
Well, with Lindsey Graham?
No, what? Lauren Graham.
Which one's Lauren Graham?
The actress,
that
Lauren
Graham. That would be so wrong. Lindsey Graham. Yes.
There's a great scene where they're in a car.
She has a Santa fetish.
She has a Santa fetish, yeah. And so she's bouncing up and down on his lap, going, you know, in the car, going, "Fuck me, Santa! Fuck me, Santa! Fuck me, Santa!" It's great.
Yeah. The mom from Gilmore Girls.
Yes. It was awesome.
We
How can you not
way,
like that?
Way off course.
Yep.
It's all right.
The night actually, going back to the weekly email of what are our topics?
We had topics.
Yeah, we had topics. Boy, you didn't read the email?
Yes, I did.
We have a ton of emails. We have a ton of topics. The memo.
I got the memo.
Can I at least just throw a little bit of stink on the fact of Hillary like trying to throw a little stink at Donald Trump for him allegedly misusing his charity?
There's such a thing as the
Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Oh. The Clinton Foundation where all the charity money goes to the Clintons.
And how about Pocahontas raking the head of the bank over the coals for, quote, running a scam? Wells Fargo, right.
Which yep. they were.
Well, yeah, but Pocahontas bitching at somebody else for running a scam? Are you fucking crazy? Yeah.
It's true.
Pretty much your whole political career.
Yes.
Yeah, I did, you know, for you just have to stop and admire the sheer chutzpah of Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
You know, to say, you know, Donald Trump and his foundation, well, that's just terrible.
He used charity monies to evidently to defer some of his legal bills.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's charity is simply a pay-to-play scheme of the, you donate to our charity, we will give some medical attention to some people in Africa just to launder it.
They were shaking people down for donations from the office of the Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know.
Oh,
Donald Trump and his charity. Well, yeah. Have you seen
the breakdown of what the Clinton charity spends their money?
It's all on the Clintons.
Yes. It's it's like
they are their favorite charity. I mean, it's brilliant.
Right.
They donated $1 billion to charity last year. It was all.
To be fair, her and Bill were almost penniless when they left the White House.
Yes. Yes. They were almost penniless. If you believe that, well, you're probably voting for her.
True story, bruh.
Yeah.
Dynamic story, bro.
Yeah, they spent what was it? They spent like oh crap. I'm looking for the specific numbers. Oh yeah. Just 5.7% of the Clinton Foundation's 2014 budget actually went to charitable grants. The rest went to salaries and employee benefits, fundraising, and, quote, other expenses. The Clinton Foundation spent a hair under $91 million in 2014. $91 million expenses. Only $5 million of that actually went to charitable causes.
Like I said, I'm surprised it's that high. I'm surprised the decimal point.
34 million was spent on quote salaries, compensation, and employee benefits. 50 million.
That means sending Bill Clinton to Pedophile Island.
No, this is that. Another 50.4 million was marked as quote other expenses.
$54 million for other. Nice gig.
Well, you gotta, speaking you of gotta pedophiles,
with the Clintons and Pedophile Island, I gotta wonder if that was also just a shakedown. But yes, yeah, Brita, that's a good segue.
That is a good segue.
Thank you. For you. yeah, Anthony Weiner,
Carlos
El Weiner.
Yeah.
Yo, what was his new name?
Oh, T Dog.
Inmate number 531674. That's going to be his new name. And his nickname's going to be, "You look pretty cute in them jeans, boy."
To be fair,
let's face it. At this point in time, Carlos Danger would fuck a rattlesnake if someone hold the head. So, like, him, he would not be getting raped in prison. He would be doing just fine.
Well, yeah, we should actually clear up the story.
Yes.
Huma Abedin, who is, you know, right-hand woman to Hillary Clinton.
Real big in the Muslim Brotherhood.
Real big in the Muslim Brotherhood. Very, very
on the
true.
Masthead of a 9/11 denier magazine for a decade.
Right. She is, you know,
pro-right.
I don't even know what she, like, an aide, an assistant, a personal,
you know what,
trainer.
I believe the term is seneschal.
Oh, really? Wow.
That ain't what That's I an was old thinking. One. That's not what I call her.
or well, courtesan.
Okay, anyway. Courtesan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honeypot. Anyway. Her husband, she has recently filed for...
candy. You mean her beard.
Her beard that she has recently filed for divorce, Anthony Weiner, got caught... or exposed this week.
Exposed.
Well, she filed for divorce from him after the pictures came out of him laying with a giant erection next to his son in bed while he's, like, sexting some woman. Like, he was sending pictures of his wang to women while his son was in bed with him asleep.
And in the picture.
Yes, and in the picture. That's just fucking disgusting, dude.
If you can maintain a boner while a child climbs into bed with you, you are a sick, sick, sick motherfucker.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah, seriously. So she filed for divorce from him after that. And then this week it came out that he has been sexting with, and I hate that term, but, like, I don't know what else there is, with a high school student. She's 15.
Yep.
So the question is here, will he or will he not go to prison?
No.
And I'm saying probably not, because he's a Democrat.
Hillary didn't go to prison, he's not going to prison.
He will probably not even be charged as a sex offender.
Ugh. Yeah.
He'll probably not even be charged.
No, hey, Alan.
Hey,
Alan. Your daughter's 15.
Yeah.
So if that were your daughter...
There's an icy, chill silence right there.
I'm just saying, if that were your daughter...
Alan, as your attorney, I advise you not to answer this analysis.
But everybody's, like, focusing on Anthony Weiner and what he's done and blah, 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 but everybody's forgetting there is a 15-year-old girl involved in this.
Yep.
Alan, I would chip in to help you buy a crate of cigarettes. I'm just saying.
I am sure.
Just show up at the prison and be like, you know.
I am sure that I would never.
I hear ground glass goes
never
real well.
Do anything illegal.
No matter
what the provocation.
Right.
If maybe you were close to doing something illegal, you elected not to inhale, and so therefore you're okay.
Right. Well, and also I want to add that cigarettes really are not the most common currency in prison anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
It is ramen.
What?
Ramen noodles, because technically prisoners are not allowed to smoke anymore.
Ah.
And
it's a little hard to hide, and I guess...
And it's hard to hide, yeah.
They probably can't get batteries for vaping machines.
Right. Ramen
Rita, you don't vape, do you?
What? No.
You don't vape, do you? Okay.
No.
Good. Because it's fucking retarded.
Okay.
Yes,
if you are vaping, you're a retard.
Yes. It is. It is. And you look stupid.
Well, yes.
I know they think they look cool, but they look stupid.
I've got to chime in. I have been smoke free for over a year now and have no cravings, and I completely blame that on e-cigarettes. I consider the electronic cigarette as the greatest invention of the 21st century. Because I gotta say, every time I will agree, especially the new like crazy cloud chasers where they're like they look like Figure and Dan and the modal nodes from the Mos Eisley Cantina sucking on this bizarre alien instrument and just blowing these just huge like smoke machine effects out of their mouths. Yes, they look like complete fucking retards. But at the same time, they're not inhaling a lung full of carcinogens and causing secondhand smoke from what is absolutely a filthy habit and a very, very deadly habit.
Yes. It is much better.
Yes. There's not a lot of research out there. It's a super new technology. So yes. Yeah. Especially these people now with these new fucking insane, let's see how far we can go with pushing the technology and like,
can't you get addicted to the e-cigarette too just as easily? I mean, it's nicotine, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It just doesn't come with all the cancer from the smoke. Yeah,
it's just, but nicotine as a drug is actually a very, very, very benign one. You know, it's not like heroin or alcohol or any of these other things where, yes, the active ingredient that you are injecting, smoking, banging, popping, bumping, whatever, is really motherfucking bad for you. In fact, it's nicotine itself isn't actually all that bad for you. It's the delivery method.
Ah.
So if you can get rid of the fact that you are setting a leaf on fire and sucking in the smoke, then you are getting rid of the vast majority of the problems with it. There's arguments.
Not just leaf, it's tar and shit too. That's the other.
Well, you're setting a piece of organic. I mean, it's even worse if you smoke marijuana, because there you're taking a leaf that's still sticky and green and smoking it. So it's
I've always wondered about that. Like people are so anti-cigarettes and, you can't smoke in public and, you can't smoke in bars and, you know, all this stuff. But in the same breath, a lot of those people will be like, pot for everybody. And I'm like, it's worse for you than a cigarette and it's not filtered.
So, I mean, yeah. So the argument would be is that the water is very, very muddy on that. Absolutely. There are people stone ass dead from cancer from smoking weed. Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. That's very well documented.
But the issue, chemo probably didn't bother him, right?
adorable.
Yeah, adorable. I know.
I love you so much. That's what we keep you. But the big issue is that the average smoker smokes a pack a day. You know, the average marijuana user maybe smokes a joint, maybe smokes two. And so the argument being that, like, even if we want to like cut down on variables and have it be the glorious and wonderful, oh my God, I missed them, lucky strike, unfiltered. It is, you know, it's still one of those like, yeah, yes, the lucky strike is burning a lot cleaner because it's dry. It's dry organic
it's
matter.
It's toasted.
And is toasted. It's so delicious. They were so good. it was because it's dry organic matter. It is going to burn. It's going to get more complete combustion. And so therefore you should have less tar and less, you know, secondary compounds and all sorts of horrible shit, coming out with it. But really, like, you know, how many of those do you have to, you know, how many joints do you have to smoke before you get to one pack of lucky strikes?
20. Duh.
I don't know.
No, it's probably less than 20. It might be something more of like 10. But again, you gotta be a pretty serious roster motherfucker to be keeping up with the average shift worker who has his smoke breaks. But yeah, no, but there is that there, but that's the whole like progressive counterculturalism, which is, you know, just reject all culture entirely just for the sake of rejecting it. So it's one of those like, yeah, we all remember our parents and or grandparents were heavy smokers and everyone smoked and every place had public ashtrays and just, it was understandable. Yeah. I mean, I was
airplanes.
It was, here's one that got me so alien is I hadn't really thought about it, but back like in the 80s, I remember my parents like pulling out an ashtray and setting it on their coffee table because their friend came over who smoked.
Yeah.
My parents don't smoke. Like the idea that they would just be like, oh yeah, smoke up our house.
Right. That was very common.
Like, even- I mean, nowadays, like I know so many people that are full-time smokers and they don't even smoke in their own house.
Yeah.
They like, right. Full-time smokers. And they are putting on a coat in the dead of winter to blow a butt after dinner.
I used to go out in my garage.
Yeah.
I never smoked inside my house. Here's an even better one. You know where else there was a smoking room?
In hospitals.
Hmm. Hospitals.
Yes. I have very clear memories from when I was a child and I had surgery. And my mom would come visit me and put me in the wheelchair and wheel me down to the smoking lounge. Like at the end of my hall. In
your
the hospital.
Mom smokes?
Oh, not anymore.
Good. Wow.
Back in the day, yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that, Jay?
I did not know that about mom.
I may have bumped a smoke from Brita's mom.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You and everybody else. Yeah.
Including
Brita. Yeah. Including me. But yeah, my mom used to wheel me down to the smoking lounge at the end of my hall, which was like, you know, just there.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, to put weird. A nice little bow on this one is the nicotine. We've all got our smoking stories for a reason. Nicotine is a drug that is very, very attractive and has some very, very, very wonderful effects.
Alan, are you the only one that never smoked?
Yep.
He smoked pot though.
Huh? Alan.
And heroin. Don't forget the heroin.
Oh, come on.
And crack. But he's big in the crack.
We understand. Once you came back from NAM, you kicked that easy.
You know, sometimes the only thing that gets you through the day is hopping on that horse for a ride.
He recently got off meth.
Actually, I've had asthma since six, so me and smoking anything pretty much was a...
I've had asthma since zero, so no.
So Alan, you powered through the.
Dude, California animals.
Yeah, powered through.
But overall, just my statement is it's one of those like you, just like the whole like anti-gun argument of the oh just ban all the guns. No, because guess what? Someone's going to. I mean, there's that Cody's Lab video that's going around where he pissed on straw for like several months and actually made his own black powder just out of his own piss. And,
for the, saltpeter.
Yep.
Is this like a reenactment thing?
No, he's a geology student and he just likes to do like Mr. Wizard chemistry shit.
Oh, okay. Like I was wondering if it was like some sort of like old timey reenactment thing.
No, it's a really good, and he lives out in Utah and he's got like a family farm that has like some mineral mines on the property. And so it's a really fun channel. But he actually made his own gunpowder from scratch. It wasn't particularly good gunpowder, but he done do it. And yeah, so it's just, the idea is you can't unring that bell, and nicotine has been discovered. You can't unring that bell. So the idea that we've come up with a delivery system that gets rid of a huge amount of the negative side effects of that, no matter how stupid it makes them look. And
let's, can you still do cardio after you do the vaping?
Absolutely.
Or does it like affect your lungs?
No, it's even better. It does. There is some like reaction, but I don't know. But also, I've got asthma. So, but I mean, it's a stimulant. So yes,
might open your.
Can you drink 3 cups of coffee and go do cardio?
Fuck.
Yes. Can you drink 3 cups of coffee and not do cardio?
Yeah. Can you take people water skiing in a canoe?
I want to change the subject for just a second.
Okay.
We had an interesting situation, and it affected Tennessee and a couple other states. The gasoline pipeline break.
You mean Elizabeth Warren getting arrested?
No. There was a break in a gasoline pipeline. And naturally, the government's reaction was to and I'm not really sure how they do this, was basically to implement price controls on gasoline.
And big shock, there were shortages.
Yeah, there were long lines and shortages because every dumbass on the street went out and filled up their tank. And gas stations couldn't increase prices. And this is the same thing we see every time there's a disaster, you know, hurricane lands, whatever. The government always pass laws to prevent what they call price gouging, which is really just a market reaction to, you know, scarce goods. But it does 2 things. One is it's a natural allocation system that allows the gasoline to go to the people that really need it. In other words, if you don't need it, you're not going to spend that much money for gas. But if you really need it, you're going to spend it. So it makes sure, you know, letting prices fluctuate, make sure that there is gasoline for the people that really need it. Unlike a lot of people that wound up with nothing. And I'll also point out that the high price of gasoline is a signal for other people that, you know, maybe there's a guy with a gasoline truck 2 states over that wants to load up and drive in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he can sell that shit for $5 a gallon, you know, score. If he can't,
well, here's the big question: why won't the government put in these price controls into the stock market? Because let's think about it. Everyone, economics 100, like not even 100, economics like 0.33. You know, I mean, just like elementary school economics is the to make money, you need to buy low and sell high.
Or sell high and buy low. It doesn't matter which way.
No, it does not, Alan. But you need to buy first.
No, you don't.
You are not born with possessions.
It's called shorting. You can sell high.
That is true. I'd forgotten about short sales. Yep. So, the trick is to buy something when it is at the low price and sell it when it is at a high price, or again the other way, or work the market in the opposite direction. And hey, guess what? The reason why that fucking works is because so many people just cannot do it. I know a bunch of people. I'm not going to fucking name them, but I could. Who they see a company doing really, really, really well. And they buy a bunch or see a stock going up. They buy it. They're like, oh man, this stock is going up. This is quality stuff. Mm-hmm. And they end up buying at the peak.
Yep.
And then the stock starts taking a shit and they go, oh man, I expected more from this. And they turn around and dump it.
Yep.
You know, and it's very, very counterintuitive of the, oh yeah, no. The stock for this company, I mean, I was actually saying to one of these people, I'm not going to name them again, almost did, I said, I'm, you know, I'm, I have a Samsung phone right now. I've got a Samsung phone. I've got a Samsung tablet. I really fucking like their shit. Like, I'm kind of Samsung brand loyal. And hey, guess what? Pretty soon, I'm going to buy a new Samsung phone. Why? Because guess what? After they've blown up all that shit, Samsung phones are going to be the best goddamn thing on the planet to buy.
Best time to fly is right after a plane crashes.
Exactly, because they cannot afford to have a phone after the recall blow up. Because if that phone after the recall blows up, guess what? They're done. But people don't want to do that. People see, oh, Samsung phones are going bad. I'm going the living fuck away from Samsung and never touching one again for the rest of my life.
Well, okay. I don't know, Weird. I don't know. We have disastrous presidencies, and yet people keep voting.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton is still a viable candidate.
Well, that's because people are stupid.
Well, and again, as Tam's been pointing out, people are voting by teams. It's no longer are no longer voting for candidates. People are voting for their party.
Yeah.
We voted for teams Tam won the first one
to come out with that. That's been that idea's been around for decades.
Oh yeah.
My grandmother was a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah. My grandmother was a Yellow Dog Democrat too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, there's so many of them on every side of it. I mean, there's a reason why we've got red states and blue states.
Mm-hmm.
If at all we were like that, I mean, it's the same idea as it never made sense to me when I first discovered that the reason why everybody I knew was rooting for the New England Patriots was because they're the team closest to us.
Yeah.
Right.
I went, why would you do that? You know, I remember saying, I was asking about the green, it was the Red Sox was where this first realization came. I was asking, why do they call it the Green Monster? And my dad pointed out the fact that it's a very tall wall, and it's also ridiculously close to home plate because Fenway's one of the smallest parks.
And then Donald Trump came and took it.
Yes.
Because it's a wall.
Oh, adorable. But, I'll give you a kiss right on your bald head, Jay. but I went, well, why do they have the smallest park? Aren't they like the best team in the country? And of course, this is in the like mid 80s.
Yeah.
But guess what? The Red Sox suck a whole lot of cock for money. And he's like, no. I'm like, then why does everybody I know root for the Red Sox? Why is everyone here wearing a Red Sox hat? Because they're the team that's nearest us. And it just made no sense to me. It's just my natural state would be like, if I was into sports, I'd be watching the drafts and see who had the best team. And I'd be rooting for that team. And if their management started sucking shit, I would dump them like a bad habit and pick up a different team.
Yes, but you're not stupid.
Yeah. Tribalism.
Yeah, exactly. But people root for the fucking Cubs.
Yep.
We're pack animals.
And people rooted for the Red Sox in the mid eight. I mean, in the entire 20th century.
Well, it's like, you know, it's just like back when you were in high school. What was your school's big rival? Right.
Yeah.
It was just another damn school. It was no better or worse than your school, but those fuckers were awful.
To be fair, it was Westbrook, Maine, and they've got a fucking paper mill there. They suck.
Yeah, but you know
it is a shithole.
Yes, but I mean they're all shitholes. They all suck. They're schools. They're awful.
Oh, it's true.
And yet you're sitting there going, you know, in high school going.
No, to be fair, most of the high school rivalries were. You were rival with them because they were the best. There were always separate, you know, I mean, it was either you would have a rivalry, which was more of a fair, similar idea would be the next town over or something like that. It's like South Portland and Portland had a couple of big rivalries.
Right.
Going on.
Yeah. Just like Texas and OU and, you know, stuff like
that. But like, so, I mean, I grew up in South Portland, Maine. South Portland had a thing with Cape Elizabeth because Cape Elizabeth was the ultra wealthy bedroom community of Portland. And so guess what? Yeah, no, we were the more, you know, down to earth working class, you know, town versus the super rich one versus, you know, Westbrook, which was a fucking dumpy mill town. So it was all that, you know, socioeconomic class. But like, my marching band's rivalry with Westbrook was because their marching band was fucking incredible. And so we were striving to beat their ass, and mostly they were kicking our ass, and they were kicking our ass because they earned it. So I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I just look at the world differently.
You do.
I know I do. They call me weird for a reason.
Yep. Yeah, but it's like Jay said, it's tribalism.
It is tribalism.
It's people are comfortable doing the same stupid thing. And it's not like you get a real choice.
Well, I'm glad you guys are in my tribe.
Why, thank you, Brita. And the same.
The Squirrel Port Tribe!
That's right.
We are squirrels. Mighty, mighty squirrels.
Again, you make me slip my dogs of war.
And on that note, it's
done. On that note, yeah.
We should go.
Yes, all we right. should.
We'll be back next week.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Same bad night, Internet.
Same bad night.
See y'all. I'm going to hang this thing up.